So my wife Lindsay and I, we've been in Indy since we started the Joe and Alex show about what, almost a year and a half, something like that. It's been a little bit of time, but we're finally settling in. She's got a great full-time job. She loves working at Finish Line, so shout out to that. And she's really starting to adjust and, you know, feel like home. Still doesn't have a ton of girlfriends, but she's meeting them. And one friend that she has now, they went the other night and they did a class where you kind of you do some painting and then you get to drink wine. I don't you know, a lot of girls like to do that, guys do too, and it sounds like a fun time. I was like, have fun, that's great. I was so happy for her. And the photo, actually, we're going to be posting this in a second, Radio Now 100.9. You can see our dog. She actually did a portrait of our dog Paddington. You can see what that looks like on our Facebook page and also our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. That's all good. And I thought she did a great job. Did you guys get a chance to check out the photos?
I did too. I was like super impressed. I thought she did an excellent job.
Yeah, so I think my wife is, she's talented, like way better than me. I mean, she's no Bob Ross, but it's impressive. Here's the thing though. I found out there's other classes they offer besides like, hey, painting your dog or painting this or that, like painting a flower. I guess per her friend's suggestion, but now she wants to do it too, there is kind of a nude painting class. Not where she gets naked, but where they're going to paint a naked man. There's going to be a guy.
Ooh.
I don't know. It doesn't matter what he looks like. It's another guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have their wine, so you know they get all giggly and funny, and they're going to paint this man naked. And
sure, I've heard of those.
And I don't know if his junk will be hanging out or not. I assume so. But I don't know how to feel about that.
Like how, like what? You're feeling insecure? Because I thought you said you never get jealous when it comes to Lindsay or and feel like that.
I've always said, and I don't know why, it's just a feeling. My wife could easily get another man. Like as far as like who's the better looking person in our relationship, definitely my wife. Like way more more attractive person, definitely her. So I think like if she wanted to get a new guy, she could totally do that before I could get a new girl. But I just don't feel like Lindsay would ever cheat on me. I just feel comfortable. You know what I mean? Like some people you're worried about, are they going to be faithful in a relationship? And I feel like she'll be with me till the end, till I do her wrong. But I'm also insecure about me being naked. You guys know that. It's affected my sex life. And my wife hates when I talk about this, so I'll keep it to a minimum. But I'm trying more and more, which is funny as a married man, but for me to try to initiate stuff, because I'm so uncomfortable with my body and how overweight I am, that I don't enjoy like having sex as much.
So you're worried she's just going to see a naked man who might be more flattering physically, and that then she wouldn't necessarily cheat on you with him, but it would just give her the idea of like, hey, I might want to be with somebody just that's different looking.
You're always bringing up like, Joe, you know, you got to start doing that. Otherwise, she's going to be tempted to go somewhere else. And different stuff like that. And like I said, I don't think Lindsay would ever cheat on me. I'm not saying that necessarily, but
it might just give her the idea of like, I want something else.
But I don't know how to, I mean, she listens to the show, so we'll definitely talk about this later. But I don't know how to approach her about this, about, you know, I want her to paint. I just don't want her to paint.
Paint you like one of her French girls?
Pretty little French girls. I just don't want her painting a naked dude. I wouldn't mind if she was painting a naked woman.
Okay.
But I feel like, I don't know, what if the guy came on to her? Because they're drinking?
I don't think that's fair. I don't think that those people, they don't interact with the painters. They're like silent.
Oh, you think nobody's ever painted the model then hooked up with the model?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's happened, but I don't think you have to worry about that. I think you would have to worry about her maybe just getting the idea in general that like she wants to be with somebody else just by seeing another man naked. Here's what I think. I think if you're insecure about anything in a marriage, the wife or the husband, if you're insecure about it, no matter what it is, then the other person has to respect it. So if you're insecure about her painting this guy, she's just got to respect it and not do it. Same with if she says to you, I'm insecure, if you want to go to a strip club or something, then you shouldn't go either. It goes both ways.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like to have that in a relationship. I respect people for sure, but I don't want it to start being like, well, I don't want you to do that. Then we're not going to be able to do anything.
You just don't want her to be able to tell you what to do.
Who wants to be told what to do? Nobody does.
I think she shouldn't do it because you're insecure about it, but then you have to be willing to not do things that make her insecure.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you like to say?
I would like to say that girls like bigger guys, so I don't think you have a whole lot to worry about.
What if this guy's bigger than me, you know, where it counts, though?
That is typically not a problem. Girls claim that they want a really big thing down there, but depending on our size, like I'm a small person. Alex is a small person.
Yeah.
If it's big, it's going to hurt us.
Can I share something with you guys?
Oh,
just
God, what is it? Careful. It's a family-friendly show, not.
Is it?
No.
No.
Never has been.
Okay. Just honestly, like, I don't think I've ever said this out loud on the radio before, but I actually have a huge fear of marrying somebody that's too big. Like, I actually secretly hope I get someone that's small to average because I am so tiny that it, like, scares me.
What's small to average to
you?
And
it should, because it's a problem if you're small.
Yes.
It could kill you.
Like, even
yeah,
my hips and everything.
It's
I'm
not
like,
okay.
Exactly. Like, I'm just like, I am such a tiny person.
Wait, so are you stuck with somebody that's got a big one?
He's good size. Not going to hurt me too bad, though.
Like, okay, so there's a girl that I went to high school with, and I remember we were talking at, like, a sleepover once, and she was telling me how, like, when her and her boyfriend would have sex, they had been dating for, like, 2 years, and she said even though they were constantly having sex, it never felt good because he was so huge. And I was like, that is literally my worst nightmare, and if I'm waiting till I'm married to have sex, that scares me that I'm going to end up with some guy that's got a humongous eggplant.
You might have to get divorced.
Because he's too big.
Yeah, the reason why you separated.
You can definitely figure out how big he is.
All the micro penises hit me up. Yo, Alex Rouse with a Z on Instagram.
All the micro penis. All the micro penis.
All the micro penis. All the micro penis. Hey. All right. Thank you for calling. I think it's the first time we've ever said micro penis on the air, hasn't it?
It's a great word. We need to say it more, utilize it more. But seriously, we got to get advice for you.
317-239-1009. Do you want to try calling my wife up? Maybe. I don't know if she'll come on or not. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I'm insecure. I'm kind of jealous.